In their early days, they were like the unicorn, wild and uncommitted, which creature cannot be caught by the hunter, no matter how skillful. Nay, but he can be tamed only of his own free will. From the apocryphal writings of St. Macrina. Chapter 1. Winter came early to the city that year. Josiah Davidson, emerging from the subway, his arms loaded with schoolbooks, shivered against the dank November rain, which blew icily against his face and sent a trickle down the back of his neck. He did not see three boys in black jackets who moved out of a sheltering doorway and stalked him. Uncomfortable, unaware, he hurried along the street until he came to a run-down tenement. Here he let himself in through the rusty iron gate that led to the basement apartment. The three boys went silently up the brownstone steps and took cover in the doorway, listening, waiting. The one room was dark and cold and smelled of cabbage. Josiah Davidson dumped his books on the table, sniffed with displeasure, and left. He stood for a moment on the wet sidewalk, looked downhill towards Harlem, uphill towards the great cathedral which dominated the area, its multicolored octagon of stone and glass glowing brilliantly against the rain-filled sky. The three boys in the doorway waited until Josiah Davidson started up the hill, then followed. He climbed quickly, and it was not easy to keep his pace. They began to run as he pulled a key ring heavy with keys from his pocket and fitted one into the wrought iron gate at the bottom of the cathedral close. As he opened the gate, he swung round and saw them. "What's your hurry, Dave?" one asked. "No!" he said sharply, pushed through the gate, and slammed it in their faces. They laughed mockingly, banging against the gate but not really trying to get in. Dave ran up the hill past the choir buildings, through the dean's garden, November sad in the downpour, and climbed a flight of concrete steps that led into the cathedral itself. The small side door was already closed for the night. He unlocked it and went into the ambulatory, a wide half-circle off which seven chapels were rayed like the spokes of a wheel. He could hear the high voices of the choir boys singing evensong around the full length of the passage in St. Ansgar's Chapel. He had once been a cathedral chorister himself, but for the past few years the cathedral had been mainly a shortcut for him. He hurried down the echoing nave, past the soaring beauty of the central altar. Above it, the great octagon seemed to brood over the cathedral, protecting it for the night.